Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, Shirley, a lot of parents hate to hear it. Some of them get the call, you know. It happens sometimes. Your son didn't make the team. I'm going to say it again. Your son didn't make the team. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Miss Lydia.
This is she. Master's calling.
This is Coach Watkins up at the school. How are you?
Hey, Coach Watkins, I'm fine. What can I do for you?
Listen, we've had Malik out for the last week and a half. He's been coming to practice here at the junior high school, and wanted to reach out and give you a call about everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know he's really excited. He can't wait to start the season. He's ready.
Yeah.
He's working all summer.
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you. He's a great kid.
Yeah.
And he's got a good heart. Ooh. And he's really, really, really trying to produce as much as possible.
Well, you know, he loves the game, and he's been playing since he was a little kid. He loves it.
Yeah. And, you know, this is the seventh grade. This is the first time some of these kids have played organized football, and this is the first time playing school football, and it's a big transition. That if you've been playing little league ball or Pop Warner or whatever you want to call it, it's a big difference and a big transition to go from one to the other. You understand?
Yeah, I do understand. But Malik has been working really hard. Yeah, so he's ready.
Well. Let me say this. My main reason for calling you is letting you know that Malik, as of right now, is not going to be able to make the cut. As far as
what you
being,
say,
he's not going to be able to make the cut as far as being on the team for this year. Now, I got.
Wait a minute. You said Malik. Wait. You said that Malik is not going to be able to make the team.
He's a great kid. You know, he's a great kid.
I know he's a great kid, but wait a minute. Now, he didn't play Pop Warner, and he was a starting quarterback. So what are you talking about? He's not going to make the team this year. He was the best they had out on that squad.
Okay, and you know what? I've heard a lot about him. I heard he did a great job.
Heard about him? Wait a minute. Have you seen his stats? 20 touchdowns in a season?
I understand.
What other kids is out there doing that?
But you know what? But right now we got a lot of different kids that are coming into this particular school. So, you know, the competition has gone greater and greater than what we could possibly understand.
Wait a minute. This is seventh grade. First of all, everybody makes the team. Nobody gets cut in the first place. You got an A team and a B team. So you telling me my baby ain't made none of them teams?
Right now, Miss Lydia, Malik, like I said, Malik is a great kid. I like it.
I know what Malik is. I know that he's a great kid and he's a ball player. Now, I make sure of that. So don't come telling me that he's not good enough to make the cut on this seventh grade team.
Well,
don't come telling me.
First of all,
who is the quarterback? You tell me what's going on. Who is the quarterback?
Well, actually, right now, my son is the quarterback.
Your son?
My son is actually the quarterback. He hasn't done any Pop Warner or anything, but he really has what it takes to be the quarterback.
He's never played football before. He's never played organized football. But he is going to be the quarterback for the seventh grade team. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, yeah, my son is actually the starting quarterback. But that's
he's
neither here nor there.
But my son don't make the team, and my son scored 20 touchdowns? 20 touchdowns, is that what you're telling me? Oh, hell no. This is some I'm calling up to that school tomorrow. I will be up there tomorrow.
Well,
you will see me tomorrow.
Let me explain something.
I don't know what this is. This nepotism or whatever the you got going on around here. But hell no. My son ain't made the what? Hell no. It's going to be smoking the city tomorrow when I get up there.
Ms. Lydia, what I want to say is this. If your son would take a year off and try to get himself together and get his fundamentals together, a greater football player when he gets to be headed to the eighth grade.
He was the rising star last year. What you talking about his fundamentals together? Your son ain't never even played this.
But you know what? I've worked with my son, and you know, and it's a little awkward for me to try to talk about what my son has done.
Hell yeah, it's going to be hard for you to talk about because you don't know what your son has done because ain't nobody ever seen your son. You just got this dream, probably something that you ain't did. You want to live vicariously through him. Hell no.
That is not it. Now, I played football in school. I played in high school, and let me say this. I'm trying to do the best that I can and the best of my ability to make sure that everybody gets a good and fair shot at what's going on.
But he don't get to play. So what about Malik? Malik don't get no fair shot?
Malik
don't get to play?
He'll work out to be a better...
That's some bull. Throw that to them other mothers. That's some bull. I bet you, I guarantee you this, my son will be starting this year. I guarantee you this. You don't want none of this.
Okay. Well, right now, all I can say is I need Malik to actually bring his cliques back. Because my son's going to need him to play in.
What? How about them cleats? Your son ain't getting Your son running down that field, he going to run barefoot. He ain't getting mine. Nothing.
Ma'am, from my records understanding is that the cleats actually came
your
from the school.
Your records is wrong.
That's what
your records the one that told you that my son can't play. Your records ain't Ain't nobody thinking about your records. You, your mama, and the day she bust your
Ma'am, I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. All I'm trying to say is this, is that Malik is going
to... No, my son ain't about to do You start looking for a new job. Get your resume together.
Hey, you know what, ma'am? I'm not going to go back and forth. I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing else to say to me. My son will be playing, and I'll be up there tomorrow.
I have one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Only thing you need to tell me is who I need to talk to tomorrow. Now, who?
I'll let you know that as soon as I tell you this. Are you listening?
I'm listening. What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister Ina got me to prank phone call you.
What the f***?
Hello?
I'm gonna be dead.
Lydia.
Ina, I'm gonna kick that. Man, I thought y'all was really calling. You got me all hot in here.
Woo! You finna whoop everybody at the school, wasn't you?
Baby, it was going down.
Oh, man. I got something to ask you. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Oh, Lord.
I loved her.
That one right now. In my new top three.
Man, I love Tom.
You need to get your resume together because you're going to need work. Yeah.
You trying to live vicariously through him because you ain't.
Yeah. Man. Because you ain't sugar, honey, iced tea.
Not run down this sideline at all.
But bring his cleats, though.
What?
Oh, man.
What?
Every parent of a student athlete is hollering.
Oh, man, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Everybody hollering at that.
If you're involved with your kids' sports, man, you know exactly what that is.
Winning touchdowns last year, and he ain't make the team.
He was deriving.
Who is your boy? Oh, this some of that nepotism bull.
Yes, she did say it. Tommy, I just don't know how you think of this stuff. It's
Tommy,
crazy.
Oh, my God.
Tommy, that one right there, that's in my new top three.
Yeah. Oh,
new
man.
Top three.
Oh, mama.
Mama Edge.
Big ups to all the coaches that's coaching all of our children. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all, man. We put our kids in y'all's hands, and y'all try to make athletes out of them. So we
damn that. If you don't play mine, I'm the lady on the phone.
All right. Great one, King of Pranks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.